A community connection this morning. A couple of topics, a couple of different guests. I get to start things off this morning with Rod Nicholas. You know him as a rodeo announcer and many other things.
Used to be.
Well, that's what we know you for, whether okay. You're doing it or not anymore. You're in this morning to talk about an event coming up at the county fairgrounds in Dewey.
Yes, Charlie. And first, let me thank you for having me on your radio station. I really appreciate it. Yes, this is a prayer meeting, Washington County Fair Building. 7 o'clock, we'll be meeting in the north room, and it's just we want an evening of fellowship, music, and prayer. We've invited one speaker from every church in Dewey to pray for unity in our community, our state, our nation, and our families. We feel this is very important, and we feel like if the church community, which involves each and every one of us, would get together, stand united, we might make a difference in this world.
I think that's a real strong might.
Yes. Okay.
I think you will, but I'll let you get away with the might on that.
Okay.
One. Yeah. And you know, you're so right, Rod. Just with I'll say the state of our country, our state of our world today. Whether you can call it just normal election politics, one candidate trying to differentiate themselves with another, or just the fact that people have trouble getting along, unity would be a good thing.
Yes, sir, I think so. It's kind of scary, really,
yeah.
For most folks.
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
So, again, I thank you for, and again, it's 7 o'clock this evening at the Dewey Fairgrounds, and we invite, you don't have to just live in Dewey, but we invite everybody to come, and maybe we can have more of these.
Well, I hope so. Now, this is a series, you've done this several times before.
Well, yes, sir. The first one we had was held at the Don Tyler Park there in Dewey. That was August the 24th in 2015. And we didn't have one in 16, but April the 6th at the fairgrounds, we had one in 2017. So this will be the third one. And we feel like the fairgrounds, you know, if you have enough events in Oklahoma outdoors, you will get rained out sometime or another. So we thought the fairgrounds would be neutral territory, and it's a good facility, and that's why we chose that. So hopefully it'll work out, and we'll have lots of folks, and something that will help our families, help our nation, and our community. Who knows? We might light a spark here in Dewey that would go around the world. It's been done.
Yeah, it has been done.
Yes,
and,
sir.
We'll hope for good things and hope for good results. I hope you fill the building.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Rod Nicholas with us this morning. You are invited to the event tonight at the fairgrounds in Dewey. It's on the north side of the building, but if you just walk in the front door, make a right turn, you'll be there. And again, it is, I'm sorry, Rod, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
You are invited. We'll talk with the folks from the United Way coming up in just a moment as we continue a community connection on 1400 K1.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 K1, as we continue our community connection this morning, focusing on the United Way and the people and agencies who benefit from your fund dollars. And starting it off with Paige Kimry, as we frequently do, you're among the official unofficial voices for the United Way.
Yes.
Started things off this year with a great golf tournament, a sporting clay tournament. And I know at least around this office, we've kind of filled out our contribution forms and doing the payroll deduct things. But United Way just makes it so easy for people to support a lot of great work.
We do, and that's our goal. We want to make it as easy as possible for all the individuals in the community to donate. Now that all of our events are over for this campaign, we're really getting into the community, meeting with people, and really just asking for those donations, asking for people to volunteer to really help our community.
Give, advocate,
and volunteer. Yeah. Yep, that's our three pillars that we would love the community to do. And we're really fortunate because Bartlesville is a community that really gathers together, and they do support all the local nonprofits.
And I don't remember the numbers because I don't have it in front of me, but mm-hmm. the thousands of people every year that donate in some form or fashion from mm-hmm. the dollars that go to the United Way programs.
Yes, we are so fortunate. Last year, from the funds raised from the community, we were able to serve with our partner agencies over 26,000 individuals. That's around 2 out of 5 households. So that's your neighbor, that's your coworker, just being helped through programs like the Boy Scouts, like Boys and Girls Club of Nowata, Bartlesville, Salvation Army, and all 13 of our partner agencies.
And I have to believe that many of those people, or I'll say families, are mm-hmm. served in multiple ways.
Yes.
You may have a youngster that is a Boy Scout who also attends the Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. program and maybe benefits from Mary Martha Outreach mm-hmm. and theoretically might have been helped because of a fire by the Red Cross.
Yeah, and that's what's so unique about United Way is that we help all generations. We help the kids. We help those in need from trying to raise the kids and giving them food and housing, but then we also help the elder through elder care and programs like that. So when you give to United Way, you don't have to pick what agency you have to give to. You get to really spread it out and your dollar goes further.
And yet you give the donor the choice. Donor mm-hmm. intent is so important, too, that if somebody does have a fire for, I don't care, the Boy Scouts,
uh-huh.
then they can say, please direct my dollars to the Boy Scouts. You're going to get it done for them.
Exactly, yep. So we can do it all, and so that's we want to make it easy for you to donate.
And you do. We'll talk about how you can donate coming up in just a little bit. It was by accident that I mentioned the Boy Scouts a couple of times,
uh-huh.
but I look across the table here and I see Boy Scout type faces.
Yeah, and I think they actually have some really exciting news. So I'll let them kind of talk with you about their programs and what they do.
Okay. Well, Ken White, you're the voice that I'm used to talking to about the Boy Scouts. So first of all, welcome in, Ken, and let's talk about scouting just a little bit.
Well, thanks for having me back again. We were in here talking right before we did our fall roundup this past year, excited about the opportunity that lay in front of us. And fortunately, I can report back to you that it was very successful.
Outstanding.
We added over 150 young boys and girls here in the Bartlesville area. All of the PACs in the Bartlesville schools do have girls participating with them. It's been a very successful startup.
I was in Dewey for Western Heritage Weekend last month. I don't remember the date, but it was a Saturday. And prior to the parade, had the opportunity to talk with 3 or 4 young ladies who were new Cub Scouts. And I'll tell you, they're having fun.
Well, that's outstanding. I'm really excited to hear that. We had an event this past weekend on October 6th out at our Camp McClintock where we had well over 400 boys, girls, parents, leaders out there having a great time outdoors, learning about scouts and learning them, having mentorship with the older scouts, the younger scouts, and largest event that we've had in over a decade, which is a great sign of things to come.
That's marvelous, and we can talk about things that spurred that great performance, but first of all, congratulations. What a great day.
Well, thank you very much.
Scouting continues, tracing its roots back more than 100 years to an organization that started in Pawhuska, and it's just a marvelous organization that every particularly young man, whether they were a member of Scouts for more than 6 months or not, have all benefited from scouting in some form or fashion, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I was a scout when I'm a kid. I'm an Eagle Scout. My son will be. It's a very long-lasting and very enduring program, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And brings me to our next piece of news. I'm really excited to announce, after a short vacancy, that we've got a new Scout Executive CEO here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I'd like to introduce Mr. Philip Wright and give him a moment to just tell you a little bit about himself.
Okay, sounds great. Wright, a particularly famous name in this town. So we've got a little tower somewhere downtown here. You may have seen it. Philip, welcome to Bartlesville.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm excited. It's wonderful. I'm humbled. It's been a wonderful experience. I got here on Monday. It's been great. We were at the Boys and Girls Club yesterday. We've had a wonderful first few days, and it's great to be here.
Well,
I'm honored.
You got in town on Monday, and you're here on Thursday. What took you so long?
I know.
No, it's wonderful. And you will have a lot of faces and people to meet. And
yes.
Like every other new experience, you'll retain about 30% of it.
Yes.
What's your background in scouting?
Yeah, so I've been in scouting for 19 years as a professional. I started in Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and spent about 14 years there. And then I went to Columbus and spent about 5.5 years in Columbus. And so I'm starting my 19th year here in Bartlesville. Yeah. And my background, my family, I'll tell you a quick little story. My father was an orphan, lost both his parents. And he had a scoutmaster that brought him into scouting. And because of that experience, he learned leadership. He learned discipline. And there was one merit badge he really liked, which was engineering. But because of the engineering merit badge, my father was able to become an aeronautical engineer. So scouting for us is a family tradition. And so we believe in scouting.
Well, it certainly has borne fruit in your life, apparently.
Yes.
And so we'll welcome you to town. And I know that there are so many scouts that will have to learn your name, your face. And,
yeah.
But the point is, your office has been the same location it's been for quite some time.
That's right.
State of scouting in America, as you see it, we'll kind of focus down the big picture and then come down. But how do you see the health of scouting nationwide?
Well, nationwide, I see the health of scouting going in the right direction. We have the right leadership. Mike Sobol, our chief scout executive, is just doing a great job. And I see that scouting is one of those enduring programs that it's an opportunity for youth to get involved in a productive way and learn some basic skills that will last them a lifetime. So I think the state of scouting as a whole will be great. I'm just wonderfully honored to see the progress being made and where we are now.
Well, it's not fair for me to talk to you about scouting locally because you haven't been here long enough to take its temperature
sure.
yet, but I know that Mr. Wright will tell you that we've got great scouts around.
Yes, here. Yes. Yeah, great board, great staff. It's been wonderful. Everybody's been so warm. And so we're so blessed to have this wonderful staff and a wonderful board. And so it's just great.
Well, welcome aboard, and I have no doubt that by, say, this time next month, every scout leader in town will have had time to say hi to you, shake your hand, and welcome you to town.
Thank you.
Feel free to jump in here on anything, but I don't think it's fair to talk to you about some of the local programs we got going on because you may not be informed on all of them. But Ken, scouting locally, you're meeting with youngsters very early ages, elementary school, all the way through some of the 18 and up programs with Explorer units and that sort of thing.
Right. We currently are Cub Scouts start now in kindergarten with Lion Cubs.
I would have guessed first grade. I apologize.
Yeah, we've got a pretty successful Lion Cub program going, and it is a parent-led program, obviously, because they're in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then through that, they progress through the Cub ranks. And then the next exciting news we're going to have is starting in February, girls will be able to start in the traditional scouting program, work towards being Eagle Scouts,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be called Scouting Scouts BSA starting in February. And we already have our first troop getting ready to form and leadership already in place for that first girl group that is ready and raring to go with that. So we're excited to see that get started.
Well, and I'm sure that the training is identical to what you traditionally have done. It's just getting some new faces involved in the program.
Right. Training and then some. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Just we're being, trying to make sure we get all our T's crossed and I's dotted as we go. And with that, programs like United Way helping us and the other partner agencies, there's no way we could continue to reach out to the underserved areas and continue to try to bring this program to everybody. It's easy to get the Cub Scout programs in some schools. It's hard in the others. And without the assistance of agencies like United Way, we would we'd be struggling. We're really proud to have them as strong and willingly partnered with us here as they are here in Bartlesville.
Well, and Ken and Philip, that's one thing that the United Way, I think, helps, particularly scouting, is making sure that it's affordable for families to participate and gain the benefits of what scouting does for families.
Yes, we at United Way, we're very grateful for the partnership because we're able to serve more youth. We're able to reach into underserved areas thanks to United Way funding. So we're very grateful. Thank you.
Well, and as traditionally, I think back to my scouting days, and I realize that things have changed since then. But, you know, it was just traditional that you wore at least a scout shirt, ideally the whole uniform, on the days that your unit met. And it was fun to be able to you know, wear scout stuff to school and kind of look a little bit different, but different for a good reason. And so it was nice, you know.
Yeah, we still see some of that, thank goodness. Yeah. I go to a lot of elementary schools and do assemblies and such. And quite often, if it's a pack meeting day, I'll go in there and there's a good scattering of little Cub Scout uniforms in there. And I'm always really glad to see that and glad to see them proud and representing, you know, something that they're doing like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you mentioned the big day at Camp McClintock. And I think actually going out, whether it's a day camp or something overnight or maybe for a weekend, is certainly part of what scouting has always been.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we had over 200 Cub Scouts registered for this event. Had the biggest gloom and doom weather forecast ever hanging over us, and they still all showed up. And all day long, we were blessed with no rain, even though the forecast was rain all day, and everybody had the best time, ran around, enjoyed being outdoors, got to do things they'd never done before, and it was energizing for everybody involved.
But I know they were scouts. They would have been prepared regardless.
Oh, they were. Quite a few of them did camp, and I'm not sure how well they were prepared and how happy they were that they did, but they did.
Oh, that's great. Just as far as you know, the enjoyment of the experience. And by the way, I want to remind the listeners that I think the popcorn drive is still going on. You scouts still have some popcorn to sell?
We are finishing up, but we do have some popcorn available at the scout office.
I've still got 3/4 of a box. I don't need any. I'm just trying to. But
anybody wants to stop by there, we can probably take care of them.
And that's available at the scout office, right?
That's right. Service center. Yes.
Yeah. And what a great thing to be doing. And you know, United Way is just a big part of what goes on in scouting.
Yes, yes, yes. That, what a wonderful just partnership that we're totally grateful for.
I know you haven't had less than a week, so I'm not looking for anything profound here. But I think you coming in with a great smile on your face, and I can hear the
thank
drive
you.
In your voice. I think you've got good plans for Bartlesville.
Thank you, thank you,
and
thank
the
you.
Rest of the area as well.
Yes, yes, yes. We're so excited. I mean, we see that scouting can only get better and grow, and you know, we have such a great foundation here, wonderful board, wonderful staff, wonderful work. I mean, look at the work that's been done in membership already this fall recruitment season. So that's great. So we're ready to keep on growing and getting better and better.
Okay, well, guys, what else to either with recruitment or fundraising or anything else the United Way do we need to talk about for scouting?
It's never too late to join. If anybody out there is listening and says, I wish my son, grandson, friend was in Scouts, all they have to do is get on our website, CherokeesBSA.org, and we will certainly guide them to some place that they can find a home in scouting. It's never too late to join.
Exploring. I think we mentioned last time you're in aviation. You're in quite a few different areas, right?
Aviation, law enforcement, law, which youth court.
Yeah,
of course. And we're also working on establishing a couple of career exploration posts in some of the area middle schools.
So definitely looking at all phases of scouting around the area from the early Cub Scouts all the way through.
Yeah.
Guys, continue to grow the program. Sound like a wonderful partnership again with the United Way. One more reason for people to give, right?
Yeah, of course. And I think the United Way is very fortunate to be partners with Boy Scouts who really, I mean, they're setting the foundation for the youth in Bartlesville to really grow and be able to accomplish their goals, no matter where they come from, no matter their background. They're giving every kid in our community a chance. So we're really proud to be partnered with them.
How does somebody give to the United Way, whether it's a one-time gift or throughout the year?
You can either come into our office and you can fill out a pledge card. You can do it online at bartlesvilleuw.org, or you can give us a phone call and we can get you set up.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. And we have a $2.3 million goal this year, so we're really out in the community, really fighting for these agencies so that they can do the groundwork. They are really setting the tone for our community. They are helping the youth, the elders, and all of those in between. So we are trying to raise those funds for them.
And it's nice to talk about those pace setter dollars, those mm-hmm. folks that are really saying, yes, I want to financially support what goes on in the community.
Yeah, so a pace setter is an individual in our community who gives $500 or more throughout the year. And they are really leading the pace for the fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community.
And that is a nice level to give at. But, again, those one-time donations mm-hmm. of fives and tens and twenties, mm-hmm. they add up too.
They do, yeah. We will we'll take anything. So, yeah, we're just really fortunate. And if you can't give the money, you can give your time. If you can't give time, just give your voice, you know. Really be an advocate for United Way. Tell individuals what's going on in the community through United Way.
So somebody could help by being a scout leader, for instance.
Exactly, yeah. You can volunteer with any of our agencies. If you don't know which one you would like to, you can give us a call and we can, you know, try to find your passion and connect you with those organizations.
Call up the United Way office and say, mm-hmm. hey, I want to help. Where can
yes.
I help out?
Yeah, yeah, and we will get you connected.
Wow, another way to live united.
Yes.
We're talking United Way, and particularly the program that we were talking about this morning, scouting. And, of course, we're talking about scouting throughout Northeast Oklahoma, but particularly here in Washington County. Ken, and I'm sorry, Philip, I had to look down at your name. It'll take me about three or four times to say thanks for coming in this morning and
Thank
giving
you.
Us an update on scouting. Do you need more volunteers?
Always.
Always?
Always, yeah. Yeah, we can always use more volunteers, yes.
Okay, so again, stop by the Scout office as well. They're at the corner of Adams and Quapaw. You can walk in the door and meet Philip
yeah.
and say you'd like to help out in scouting.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us in this morning.
Thanks, Ken. And that is a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We have more on the way. We'll check news from the Oklahoma News Network in just a couple of minutes.
Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. My grandfather used to tell me that if I would do more listening than talking, I would